The Institute for International Economics, an influential Washington-based think tank, applauds the dollar's decline against the yen and the euro over the past year, saying the realignment will temper trade protectionism and make it easier for U.S. producers to compete. After a relentless rise in the 1990s, the dollar has lost about 10% of its value against other currencies in the past 14 months. Against the euro, the decline has been even greater, about 30%. Fred Bergsten says the dollar's decline has been positive and non-disruptive. He's hopeful the dollar will decline by another 10% this year to restore balance to the world economy. Mr. Bergsten says even though U.S. economic growth has slowed, it's still faster than in Europe or Japan, meaning there's little chance of a sudden, sharp drop in the dollar.
Given those two things, the positive outlook for the U.S., at least as I would see it, and the dubious outlook for Europe and even more so Japan, I think there's actually very little risk of the dollar decline accelerating and turning into a free fall.
Mr. Bergsten, the principal author of the report, says the dollar's 40% rise between 1995 and 2002 greatly aggravated the U.S. trade deficit, as U.S. producers were priced out of foreign markets. Another author of the report, General Motors chief economist Mustafa Muhatiram, argues that Japan and China should stop manipulating their currencies, deliberately holding them down, so their exporters maintain a competitive advantage in the U.S. market.
We're beginning to hear complaints from Japan that China is intervening to keep the renminbi weak, and therefore China should be forced to change. I find that very, very amusing for a country that has been intervening almost constantly to now calling on another country to stop intervening. But the point is that we're in a one-engine world, and everybody wants to engage in competitive devaluations in order to compete for the one market that's growing.
Mr. Bergsten agrees that Japan has been keeping the yen too low and that China has also been holding its currency artificially low at an informal fixed rate against the dollar. He says it's irresponsible for China to hold more dollar reserves than any other nation except Japan. Barry Wood, VOA News, Washington.